This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, thanks for keeping our country rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, the 18-wheelers, and especially the guys and gals coming down here into the hurricane zone, delivering the supplies that are much needed. Now, to Felix and the mail haulers, the bulk mail haulers, thanks for the great job you're doing. Also, to our suicide jockeys for hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel, thanks a lot. To our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers, too, thank you for the great job you do. And you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, along with MeWe, Parler, Gab, Getter. We're also on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter. And it's all Captain's America, Captain's America. And don't forget our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the frozen tundra, or soon will be, up there in the panhandle of Florida, Frank Silvato. What's the temperature up there this morning?
It's a little cool. It's not Chicago cool, but it's cool.
It's cool in Chicago, I'll guarantee you that one.
Yeah, but the Chicagoans are used to it. People in the panhandle are going, what is this?
Yeah. Well, what is the temperature, do you know?
I have no idea.
I was told it was going to be in the 40s tonight up there, and then tomorrow will be colder.
I know we've got a freeze watch. It's probably going to be getting down into the high 30s.
Okay. Well, then tomorrow we'll see what happens, because that freeze is extending itself. Okay, now, Mr. Frank, would you like to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, you aren't going to believe this one. But we know about Mr. Blunder, Mr. Buffooner, Joe Biden, all the stuff he does, right?
Yeah.
Well, he was in Portland, Oregon over the weekend, where he delivered remarks and in the process forgot the name of the senator that he just introduced some moments before. And he even managed to mangle the delivery of one of the stories he frequently tells about his grandfather. And then he also claimed that the economy was strong as hell while engaging in some creeping and sniffing with a young girl.
No, I mean, this is getting to be a redundant story. The fact that his dementia is getting worse is notable. People should be taking note of it. If the media was honest in covering him, they would be talking about it rather seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But they're running interference for him. So that explains the increase in his gaffes. Remember, going all the way back to when he was brand new in Washington, he's been a gaffe monster. mm-hmm. Talking about 7-Elevens and Indians and this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy is a walking gaffe, but the mangling of names, the forgetting of who he introduced, the forgetting if people are dead or not, those are all signs that his dementia is getting worse. And like I said, an honest media would be taking note of that.
Well, now enter into the mix Joe Biden, who happens to be a teacher with a PhD. Now, you would think that perhaps that might mean she would know better as a speaker to be able to pronounce words, and especially words that are single-letter words, okay? So she gets out there, and her mission was to describe the LGBTQ movement. She completely butchered it, couldn't get it right. Even though she was reading from a prepared speech, she started out by saying LBGT, then she tried again, said LBGDQ, then she said something that was just not understandable, and then she just said, well, whatever, and went on.
Yeah, the doctor. And she'll be the first one to tell you she's a doctor, by the way.
Yeah.
Of
education.
She's a doctor. She's Dr. Jill Biden. You can't just call her the first lady. That's beneath her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not dementia here. It's the fact that she doesn't give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't care. These people, when it comes to benevolence, are absolute frauds. They couldn't care less about who they're talking to. As a matter of fact, I believe they find it to be an annoyance. They have to go out and talk to the commoners.
Yep.
So I'm not surprised that she butchered this. She's not doing anybody any favors by going out and being on the campaign trail. Neither is he. You know, I heard that he was going to be showing up for Rick Scott. Rick Scott's going to be saying, oh, please don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Chris, Charlie Crist.
Right.
You know, by
he's campaign
for him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Chris is going to be begging him not to.
He's going to be here the whole first week, most of it, of November.
Why would you want this guy coming and campaigning for you? Like I said, I'd be begging him not to. You don't know what's going to come out of his mouth. You know, it's something that could sink your campaign. So, hey, Chris, what are you thinking?
Mm-hmm. All right, hold that thought, Frank. We're going to break. And when we come back from break, folks, more with Frank Silvato. And if you want to give us a call, the number is 877-969-8600. I'll be right back.
This is Frank Silvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. I'm talking to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website, and we'll be back with him in a minute after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. Now, they've got several Nissan dealerships, starting with the first one in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. They've also got Nissan here on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Acura dealer. And let's not forget also that they are up in Brooksville right now, and up in Brooksville on State Route 50, just this side of the Suncoast Parkway. So there you go. Now, find them online at mossnissan.com. That's M-A-U-S-Nissan.com. And one of the reasons that you'll see people going there from all around the country, and yes, I did say all around the country, is because of their exclusive You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and church pastors too, get a tremendous discount on the vehicle they're buying. And that's for your service to America. Don't forget, they also have Moss Care that comes with the car for the life of the vehicle, either free oil changes or tire rotations every month. So there you go. Now, Moss, M-A-U-S. Nissan.com. Back to Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
We've got a caller who's been waiting patiently from Colorado. We're going to go to her first. Okay, Colorado, hello.
Hello there, Captain Frank. Well, you know, Frank, no, let Joe Biden campaign in Florida.
Yep.
I mean, Charlie Crist is not going to win anyway. So let the dark side, broken down, dumb donkey of a so-called president campaign with one of his meanest of morons. The guy's a moron. I mean, Joe Biden's a career politician. He's been in there as long as I've been breathing on planet Earth.
48 years.
Oh, yeah. And then you got Chris, I mean, a Democrat, Republican, I guess, independent. I mean, hell, he could be LGBTQ, whatever. I mean, it's so ridiculous with him. So, I mean, let Joe do what Joe does best. I mean, even Obama said Joe knows how to F it up. And Obama is absolutely right. I mean, this is his disaster. And unfortunately, the folks that didn't vote for him, because I know I didn't vote for the idiot, I have to write out this disaster until 2024 until he's out of there and good riddance. And another thing people here in Colorado, there was a talk show host in Colorado here talking about that, you know, DeSantis may run for the Republican nominees. I hope he doesn't. The taxpayers in Florida definitely are going to rehire him as governor of Colorado. That's going to happen. But I hope he doesn't run. I hope he sits back, chill. He'll get his turn at bat when Trump is finishing blowing up the Death Star again. But anyway, Cap, Frank, have a good morning. Have a good night.
Thank you very much, Aaron. You take care. Okay, how do you like that?
I love it.
Yep.
I like everything that
she says. She's one of our favorite callers, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially the part about DeSantis taking his time.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to have good people going head to head with Donald Trump in a primary if he decides to run, and I hope he doesn't. You don't want to have this infighting, because if the campaign goes like it did last time in the primaries, it's a slaughterhouse.
Little Marco,
and you're doing you're doing your homework for the opposition when you destroy people in your own party.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Reagan followed what they call the 11th commandment.
That's right.
Which was, you don't talk ill of other Republicans in public. You just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Trump destroyed that last time.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have our bench be deep this time around for next time, because it's going to take a good 12 to 16 years to right what these people have done in the 8 years of Obama and what will be the 4 years of Biden.
Well,
it's going to take that long to set the country straight. So we need the deep bench. We can't be eating our own.
Well, yesterday, Chris Christie and Donna Brazile went at it on the ABC This Week program. They were on the panel. And when Christie finally did get a chance to talk, because obviously the Democrats take up most of the time, he said, and I quote, "There are lots of people inside the White House who now have convenient memories about things that didn't have memories about them before." But the Trump team Republicans weren't given that option because that's not allowed, and they can't challenge the narrative. You're not going to be allowed to know that Trump spoke without acting peacefully and patriotically at his rally before the riot, because you're not allowed to question why Democrats didn't conduct this like a normal hearing. Talking about the January 6th committee, now it gets better. Want to hear this?
Sure.
Insurrection, quote, "Trump is guilty of pushing an insurrection on the American people." That's what they're trying to push right now. That's what Nancy Pelosi is steering the ship towards, and that's where they're headed. But yesterday, you heard someone talking about the credibility of Donald Trump and the credibility of the Republicans and the argument that was taking place and all of that sort of jibber-jabber. And guess who that was? Donna Brazile.
Yeah, this is the woman who actively manufactured and cheated when it came to the debate. So
that's and got caught.
You have to take her with a grain of salt. You also have to take the network that she's on with a grain of salt for even allowing her to appear.
ABC.
You don't get to say, okay, I guess you caught me cheating, and now let me be an expert with credibility now.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, they used to wipe you off the sheets. There'd be a line put through your name, and you'd never be called again.
Yep.
You'd be nationally embarrassed, and you'd go away.
Yep. But, you know, you can't have that when you're a high-ranking Democrat. You've got to be promoted when you get caught doing something corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
That just seems to be the way it happens for them. I did chuckle at the idea that there was a memory problem at the White House, because you're damn straight there's a memory problem at the White House. The president doesn't have one.
Right.
You know, but that wasn't said during the interview either, because whoever would have said that would have never been back on ABC again.
Well, here's the bottom line. The Democrats thought they could use January 6th to smear Republicans, starting with Donald Trump and all the rest of them that jumped on board to contest their findings, which is going to be that Trump is guilty of an insurrection. That's the direction it's headed. That's what they're going to do, and we'll see where that goes. Now, people know this is a biased show. It's backfiring on them because voters don't think they care about anything else, including the issues that are most important to Americans. You don't hear them talking about, oh, gosh, the economy. You don't hear them talking about anything related to, oh, I don't know, immigration. Do you?
Well, no, that's because they have nothing to run on. It would be stupid to talk about it. The economy is in the tank. The border is wide open. People are complaining about it, especially Republicans. They need to steer the spotlight in the media away from their failures and to something they think is something they can capitalize on in November and then in 2024.
Yep.
The thing that they're forgetting here is that because we have instant media today, the overwhelming majority of the American people understand that President Trump offered National Guard to Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of Washington, D.C., prior to January 6th,
yep.
And those two turned him down.
Yes, they did.
So when you see this new video that they popped out there about, oh, we have to keep it back in the headlines, so let's splice together some things to make it look just incredibly horrible and put it out there, say, never-before-seen video of January 6th. It would have all been avoided if they would have accepted President Trump's offer of the National Guard around the Capitol building for the Electoral College.
And then there's the little movie that was made with Nancy in it by her daughter, who just happened to be there the day of January 6th.
Yeah, the one in which she wants to punch the president in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very tolerant, isn't it, Nancy? That's nonviolent, right?
Yeah.
She's so up in arms about violence that took place on that day and violence in our community. And obviously, now that she's flip-flopped on defund the police, we have to be about a law and order type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Unless she wants to punch the president in the mouth.
Can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
All right. Hold on there. Okay, Frank will be right back with me. And if you want to call the show, it's 877-969-8600. I see somebody tried to call a couple times. 877-969-8600. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko is reporting numerous explosive spilled drones struck Ukraine's capital as Monday morning got underway. The blasts echoing across Kyiv, setting buildings on fire and sending people running to shelters. There's no immediate word of damage. Authorities in southwest Washington state have ordered evacuations for thousands of homes as wildfires rapidly grew on Sunday. There's an unusually high number of wildfires burning in the Pacific Northwest, Intermountain West, and Canada. Sharon Storetti is with the Washington Department of Natural Resources.
And we're using our resources here. We've got some airplanes on it. As you can see, it's smoky, hard to see, so sometimes getting aircraft up in those conditions is very difficult.
Jerry Lee Lewis and Keith Whitley have been added to the Country Music Hall of Fame. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
News tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. We'll be right back to Frank in a minute. I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And of course, they're on a mission. They're on a mission that you rarely see with the type of commitment and the type of focus where they are trying to get everybody to try Relief Factor to see if they can get rid of the pain or the discomfort they're having. Because I'm going to tell you something. This stuff will work. Where others have failed, this works. And part of the reason is because of what's in it. It's all natural. It comes with turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It also will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going straight to the source. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's just about like taking a vitamin pill. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's what you do. You get over there, and for $19.95, you get the 3-week quick start. And away you go. Okay, back to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. And you also have a podcast over there, right?
You bet I do.
And you also do a lot of writing of articles, right?
Yeah, that's where I got my start all those 20-some blah, blah, blah years ago.
Scribbling in the writing. Dark. Scribbling in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah. For a lot of the national political places that were around back then. But, the idea that we could have a podcast and a Substack and connect one-on-one with people is a benefit these days when people are getting censored left and right. So that's why I moved over to Substack and went with the podcast land and been with you for over 20 years.
Yep. So. Now, I want to talk about, from firefighter to firefighter, about a little something here. And I talked a little bit about this with Denise last hour, but she couldn't get into quite what you and I are about to. Florida Chief Financial Officer of the State Fire Marshal, Jimmy Patronis, who's running for re-election, recently sent a letter to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration requesting information on the fire risk created by salt water mixing with batteries of electric vehicles. Now, we've seen a rash of vehicles catching fire in the Hurricane Ian zone because they did, in fact, get submerged in water or certainly above the battery cell, which allowed the salt water to get in, and that started the reaction, and away you go. But we now believe, and the people that believe this happen to be some folks that live up on the East Coast, the Outer Banks of the Carolinas, North Carolina, and Southeast Virginia, they believe that just having a car in the saltwater element, that their batteries are now starting to show signs of corrosion, and they've had one of their cars up here catch fire that never sat in the water.
Yeah, this is one of those moments in time when you have proof positive that things weren't thought through before people ran with it. There are going to be more things we find out about electric vehicles that weren't thought through, that are design flaws. And it's going to come at the cost of a lot of people investing in something that are going to turn out not to be all that fantastic to have. You know, you can't put electrical fire out with water unless you're drowning it.
Right.
Or using powder or using AFFF and just disrupting that fire triangle. And an electrical fire presents a different challenge than everything else. It's not like a regular car fire.
Nope.
You know, so when you're looking at places that have saltwater air or are prone to flooding, which is not just the coastal areas, electric cars present a danger. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not for, you know, moving forward and trying to use renewable energy and be more efficient and more kind to our environment, as it were, if you want to make that argument. But I'm not for stampeding towards technology that's not ready for prime time. Mm-hmm. And before, it just used to be, boy, that's kind of stupid. This is kind of dangerous,
yeah,
not only for the firefighter who has to go and fight that fire, but for the people who own them.
Yeah.
You know, imagine one of these things, the salt air getting to it, your battery and have it go corrosive to the point where it starts a fire, but it's parked in your garage.
Yep.
In the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you're endangering your family. So, I mean, this is something that needs to be addressed, looked into, and then, you know what? We put caution labels on just about everything else. They should have to put caution labels on electric cars that says it's a fire source.
Well, now I'm going to turn the tables and go back on the fire departments and the procurement officers and the fire chiefs,
yeah,
and the truck committees that are actually even contemplating going with an electric engine. You got to be out of your mind.
Yeah, you need your head examined if you're specking out an electric engine. Especially if you're in an area where there's salt water or you're prone to flooding. You know, these vehicles are not cheap. A gasoline or a diesel-powered engine is not cheap.
Nope.
The electric engines are even more expensive. I mean, you're talking sometimes a couple million dollars.
Yep.
And you're specking out an electric engine that's going to be around water all the time?
Yeah.
You know, what part of don't do that do you not get? And I've seen a department spec these things out.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm E1 or I'm not manufacturing these things, but hey, you get money from the federal government, you know, and then, you know, pretty soon you're making these things because the government wants you to push them. We fire service people cannot be in the business of just being opportunistic. We've got to make solid, dependable, safe equipment to use so that we can provide safety for the public. So let's not go stampeding down this electric apparatus thing just yet until it's perfected.
Right.
You know, so if you're an equipment officer and you're specking out an engine that's electric, please, for the love of God, think it through.
Mm-hmm.
Think about your guys and your girls. Think it through.
Yep. I totally, absolutely, 100% agree with you. Having been on a number of engines and a number of ladders and a number of sticks where water has been everywhere all over that vehicle because of the nature of the beast up in the air trying to put a fire out.
It's the business.
Yep.
We work with water.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And electricity and water don't mix.
Uh-uh.
You know, and I didn't mean to pick on E1. I know they're one of the major players out of Ocala.
Yep.
This is across the board. It's every company that makes fire engines.
And they make
Let's
good ambulances.
Call for the, yeah, they make solid equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I worked on E1s and I loved them.
Yep.
You know, but we can't go stampeding down the populist thing here. We've got to stay with tried and true things that deliver performance when performance is called upon. And right now, electric vehicles, the fire service, they have to be considered experimental. They just have to.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Now, let's see what time I hear. Okay, I'm going to close with this. You got a minute left here. You know, one of the reasons Donald Trump was so successful to begin with. Because he was an unknown factor, correct?
Oh, correct, yeah. He was an outsider.
Very little history on where he stood and how he was going to react in a given situation. And Trump took full advantage of that situation. As a result, the many times when he spoke, especially about foreign affairs, it was robust and also booming. And it drove Democrats and our enemies crazy because Democrats know little of the politics of strength.
Yeah, that's an understatement. They're a party of capitulation.
That's right.
Or they have been up until this point. This president, this administration is doing a devil's dance with getting into a global conflict based on Ukraine and Eastern Europe. And very smart people are starting to get very concerned about how loose these lips are and how casual the language is about fighting this at all costs. When you've got someone like Vladimir Putin saber-rattling nuclear, strategic and tactical nuclear employment, you've got to take it seriously.
You bet.
So,
well, I will talk to you, my friend, on Friday to be continued.
Say hello, my friend.
All righty. That's Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. I'll be right back.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, that was that New Jersey Giant doing that for us, Jeff and Sarah Sosa. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Wines and Decor down in Sarasota. You know, they're located at 4540 Clark Road and McIntosh, just across railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. Of course, they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And if you're out there listening to me around the countryside, that might be important to you because you might be looking for some parts, might be looking for some repairs, or maybe you want to buy some brand-new shutters or blinds or shades, and they can certainly help you out with that. Off the website that they have, by the way, Dominic's does offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the immediate Sarasota and Tampa Bay areas. Now, don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. To set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Again, the number, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent ya. All right, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback's right here with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matthews. How are you, sir?
Busy day yesterday. That's how I am.
There you go. Good morning to everybody out there. Staying communication to the campaign area. Had the big outing yesterday, right, Captain?
Sure did. Senator Ted Cruz was there and stole the show.
There you go. Good, man. It's always a good thing. Well, in the football world, last night, the Philadelphia Eagles intercepted Mr. Cooper Rush three times in a 26-17 win over the Dallas Cowboys. Now the talk will be back if Dak Prescott can play next weekend. So we shall see. That's what happened there. But in the late 4 o'clock game, Captain, Buffalo Bills, Mr. Josh Allen outdueled Mr. Patrick Mahomes 24-20.
Wow.
That was just a good back and forth match.
Two of the best quarterbacks in the league, bar none.
No question about it, Captain. Mm-hmm. No question about it. They both looked at the part, too. They both played hard, and that whole defense played hard. A little bit of a stunner. I said it could happen. The Pittsburgh Steelers upset the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 20-18 up there in Pittsburgh. So,
you know, I'm not really surprised anymore about these losses like that, because I really got to think that I can't imagine what Tom Brady's going through, but the personal situation has got to be eating at him. He can't possibly be totally concentrated on football.
No, it's obviously something isn't going right. Well, they just seem, the whole team seems to be out of sync. One week they look good, the next week they don't.
Yeah, but if your quarterback's out of sync, then you're out of sync with them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's obviously the most important player on the field, to say the least.
Yep.
And that's a problem. No question about it. Jamar Chase, a great wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals, down here in New Orleans, came back and beat the New Orleans Saints 30-26. That was a great game also.
New Orleans.
Good football yesterday. New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah. How about it, man? Good old New Orleans.
Foggy down there tonight.
Yeah, you know, that's right. And old Bill Belichick ties George Halas, old Chicago Bears, great owner and great football coach back in the day. He ties them now with all-time wins as the Patriots beat the Browns. Now, baseball news, Captain. Cleveland baseball team, the Guardian Tribe, they will be taking on the New York Yankees. Dude, you know, House the Jeter Bill, I guess, or Steinbrenner Bill, somebody. But anyhow, that'll be a great baseball game tonight, 7:07, first pitch. And we'll see who wins that to take on the Houston Astros to see who represents the American League in the World Series. Very surprising, Captain. You know, the Dodgers aren't going to be in the World Series. They were really the best team all year in baseball, but they didn't get it done in the playoffs. Philadelphia Phillies, I mean, that city's rocking and rolling. Eagles undefeated, Phillies in the National League Championship Series to see if they can represent the National League and the World Series with San Diego Padres. Acquired a few good players last year, and now it's paying off for them. So we'll see if it's going to be a San Diego-Houston, San Diego-New York. We're all going to have the Phillies in New York, Phillies, and the Astros. So
this could get very interesting.
It really is, Captain. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different matchups and a lot of the intriguing possibilities on what can happen here, to say the least. In the NASCAR news, Captain, Joey Logano, he won in Vegas, advanced to the Championship Four, and good for him. Now, Larson and Wallace, got into a little crash, and then Bubba got in his face and shoved him.
Bubba Wallace, I think, is going to get suspended for a race or so.
Yeah.
I think that's going to happen, because NASCAR is trying to play down the pushing and shoving and punching and all that stuff, and they're really pretty strict about that. So I think, and that was Wallace that instigated that. So yeah. I think I think he's going to get and he won't be able to win the championship either because of that. I think he's going to get cut back one race.
Oh yeah, no, you're 100% right. Well, what they might do is they'll suspend him for the first race next year or something. Yeah, so they'll knock him out of the the cup race. But I agree with you. Something has to be done.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's been going on for a long time. You know, throwing helmets at each other, punching each other. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens and how it changes. You know, hockey's about the only sport now where they let you guys fight without ramifications except a little penalty, you know, in the box. So every other sport, you get fined and there's a problem. Baseball hasn't really come down hard when the guys, you know, go out to the mound, you know, and have a melee, but we shall see. Well, Captain, I'm going to be in Brandon, Florida tomorrow. Okay, I know you'll be at Mission Barbecue, and that's great. But anybody who'd like to see me more out on the east part of Hillsborough County listening to the show, I'll be there about 11 o'clock till about 1, and we're going to be talking about Medicare options for this upcoming year. So love to see you come out there. It's a Golden Corral there in Brandon. So anybody come out there, love to see you. So see if I can educate you or help you out on your Medicare needs. And if anybody's listening, who has any questions or concerns with the Medicare program this year, please feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. I save people money every day on their prescriptions, on their premiums. Also get money put back into their Social Security check, Captain. So in today's times and tough times with inflation, you know, you might have to thank you, Derek. Tell them to give me a call. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you. All right, Patrick Highland, everybody, the Sports Zone quarterback. And don't forget, he has a page for the radio show. It's on Facebook. It's called the Sports Zone. You can go over there, check it out. And there's a podcast that will be put up over there today, and you'll be able to hear the latest show over there. So there you go, the Sports Zone, and you'll find it over on Facebook by going there to the Facebook page for the Sports Zone. Now, it's been a busy day yesterday, busy week. A lot of news stories coming our way. For example, Pete Buttigieg, who is not the brightest candle on the block, he came out and admitted that there's a recession that's possible but not inevitable, and the economy is still going along strong. What is it with these people? I'm not seeing the economy going strong. I don't know about you, but I am just not seeing the economy going strong. And I am seeing this. I'm seeing that we've come to the end of the show because guess what? Here comes the music. So, caller, you waited a little bit too long this time. But we will be back tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch with more. Remember, tomorrow's news tonight right here. And it's going to get a little chilly in the South. Break out the winter coats. You're going to need them. All right. I'll see you tonight, everybody. Have yourself a great day. Remember, this show is all about we the people. We run the show. They work for us. Let's start acting like it. God bless.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.